当赞美旋律响起，我的心自然响应，当神你的恩膏满溢，我的灵不再封闭。赞美的清泉如春雨沐浴，我心中的喜乐川流不息。赞美的音符如雪花飘逸，心中的能量冉冉升起。我要开口向你赞美陈谢。永永远远赞美不停，永永远远感谢不已。我要欣然向你献上自己，一生一世献上自己，一生一世脚步不离，赞美的旋律响起，我的心全然响应。当神你的恩膏满溢，我的心不再封闭。赞美的清泉如春雨沐浴，我心中的喜乐川流不息。赞美的音符如雪花飘逸，心中的蓝蓝冉冉升起。我要开口向你赞美陈贤。永永远远赞美不停，永永远远称谢不已。我要欣然向你献上自己，一生一世献上自己，一生一世脚步不离。
一生一世
脚步不离。阿门，阿门，阿门。一生一世脚步不离。我们来唱这下一首，有一位神。有一位神，有权能创造宇宙万物，
也有
温柔双手。受伤的
有
一位神，有权柄审判一切罪恶，
也有
慈悲替天难地软弱。有一位神，我们的神，唯一的神，
名叫耶和华，有权威荣光，有恩典慈爱，
是现在、今在、永在的神。有一位神，有权柄创造方舟万物，也温柔双手安慰受伤的。
有
一位神，
高
坐在荣耀顶的宝座，
却死在十字架的救恩堕落。
友谊为上，我们的伤，唯一的伤，名叫耶和华。有权威荣光，有恩典慈爱，是昔在今在永在的神。
耶稣，耶稣。
我们敬拜你，和平之地，我们称颂你，明亮的晨曦，我们等候你再来一望，我们仰望你。风雨太阳，耶稣，耶稣，永生神的儿子，耶稣，耶稣，我的救赎主，耶稣，耶稣，世界的王，耶稣。耶稣，我心所盼望，我们敬拜你，和平之君，我们称颂你，明亮的晨曦，我们等候你，再来的王。我们仰望你，公义的太阳，耶稣，耶稣，永生神的爱子，耶稣，耶稣，我的救赎主，耶稣，耶稣。世界的王，耶稣，耶稣，我心所盼望。
阿门，阿门。
So I invite you this morning to open your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 6.
请翻到你的圣经马太福音第六章。
I've titled this message, What Matters Most?
我将今天的信息标题定为最紧要的事情。
Our primary text today will be Matthew 6, 25 to 33.
今天我们主要的经文是马太福音六章二十五节至三十三节。
The book of Matthew is a favorite amongst Christians and by the church throughout history.
马太福音自古以来一直深受基督徒和教会的喜爱。
There are many reasons, not the least of which is the wonderful teachings of Jesus.
原因有很多，其中最重要的是耶稣基督的奇妙教导。
The Sermon on the Mount is one of the most well-known and best-loved portions of any of Jesus's teachings.
登山宝训是所有的福音书中耶稣教导中最著名、最受欢迎的部分之一。
As Jesus would begin his ministry, he experienced almost immediate conflict with the social elite of his day.
当耶稣开始传道的时候，他几乎立即与当时的社会精英发生了冲突。
The Pharisees and the Sadducees were united in their hatred for Jesus.
法利赛人和撒都该人联合起来憎恨耶稣。
Jesus would frequently contradict the Pharisaic teachings.
耶稣的教导经常与法利赛人的教导相矛盾。
Jesus' teachings would threaten their political power and challenge their understanding of Old Testament scripture.
耶稣的教导威胁了他们的政治权力, 挑战了他们对旧约圣经的理解。
His teachings would put the self-righteous Pharisees and a group that is truly outside of the kingdom of heaven looking in.
So 他的教导使这些自以为是的法利赛人处在天堂之外。
The Sermon on the Mount is a message addressed to Christians on correct living in a broken world.
登山宝训是向基督徒传达的信息, 教导他们如何在破碎的世界中正确的生活。
And up until now in his sermon, Jesus has been teaching about the spiritual character of true believers.
到目前为止, 耶稣在登山宝训中一直在教导真信徒在与神的关系中的属灵的品格。
And Jesus would say these words in Matthew 6:24.
耶稣在马太福音的第六章二十四节时说,
No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个，爱那个，就是重这个，轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
The command from Jesus is total devotion to him as king.
基督的命令是要求完全的献身给他这位君王。
You either follow Jesus in total devotion or you don't.
你要么全心全意地跟随耶稣，要么你不。
In Matthew 6:25, Jesus is proclaiming the benefits of total devotion to him.
在马太福音的第六章25到34节, 耶稣宣告了完全献身于基督的好处。
Jesus is proclaiming, those who have this total commitment for him, I will take care of you. You have no need to worry.
耶稣宣告说, 那些完全委身于我的人, 我会照顾你们, 你不用担心。
Like Peter, when he stepped out of the boat, and onto the water, and he took his eyes off of God, then he began to worry.
就像彼得他从船上跳入了水中，彼得开始担心他会下沉，他的目光从耶稣的身上挪开，他就开始下沉。
So point one today is the cause of worry.
今天的第一点就是忧虑的原因是什么？
And the cause of worry is being world-centered.
忧虑的根源呢,就是以世界为中心。
Let's read verses 25 to 29. For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these.
读马太福音6章25到29节。 所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧愁吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧愁穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣衫吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿命多加一刻呢？ 何必为衣衫忧愁呢？你想野地里的百合花怎样长起来，它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的，还不如这花一朵呢。
Jesus gets right to the point in verse 25. He says this, For this reason I say to you, do do not be worried about your life. And look at these next words. As to what you will eat or what you will drink or for your body, as to what you will put on.
耶稣一语就说中了重点，在马太福音的6章25节，耶稣说：“所以我告诉你们，接下来他说，不要为生命忧愁吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧愁穿什么。”
You know, we humans, we are very worldly centered by nature.
你知道，我们人的本质就是以世界为中心。
Jesus mentions food and clothing.But we could easily insert any other basic need that could cause our anxiety.
耶稣提到了食物和衣服，但是我们可以很容易的插入任何可以引起焦虑的基本的需要在这里。
Jesus chose the examples of food and clothing because they're foundational to our survival.
耶稣精心的选择了衣服和食物的例子，因为它们是我们生存的基础。
But Jesus says, is not life more than this? Is not life more than clothing? Is not life more than our basic needs?
耶稣说，难道生命不高过这些吗？比衣服重要吗？超过我们基本的需要吗？
But worry is really in our nature.
但是忧虑真的是我们的本性。
We are so focused on our personal needs and our personal comforts and our personal pleasures.
我们非常的专注于我们个人的需要，我们的舒适，我们的乐趣。
To worry means to be consumed with to a point of mental distress.
所以忧虑意味着我们陷入了困境，甚至陷入了精神的痛苦。
Worry means to divide or to tear or to rip apart or pull in opposite directions.
忧虑的意思是分裂、撕扯、撕裂，拉向相反的方向。
According to scripture, worry transitions into anxiety, which means to be torn apart by our circumstances.
So, 忧虑会转变为焦虑，这意味着我们的会被环境所撕裂。
But just how prevalent is anxiety in our society today?
So, 焦虑在我们的社会上有多么的普遍呢？
A 2023 study showed that over 40 million adults have been diagnosed with an anxiety disorder.
So, 在2023年的一项忧郁症的研究显示，超过4000万的成年人被诊断为患有忧郁症。
And millions of Americans purchase self-help books.
数以百万的美国人购买自助的书籍。
According to a study, the global mental health market is projected to grow to $538 billion by 2030.
据一项研究声称，到了2030年，全球的心理健康市场预计将增长至5380亿美元。
In the world-renowned Mayo Clinic, on their website, the number one way to handle anxiety is to keep physically fit, most specifically, going for a walk.
在最世界都著名的诊所 Mayo 诊所的网站当中。他们说，心理健康行业应对焦虑的第一个建议就是保持你身体的健康。
And religion, specifically a relationship with Jesus, is not even on the list.
宗教，特别是与基督的关系，甚至还没有排到前十位。
To the scientific world, faith is not even an option.
对科学界来说，信仰根本不是一种选择。
We have teenagers that are worried about their grades.
我们当中有青少年在担心他们的成绩。
Worried about getting into the best colleges.
担心着进入最好的大学。
Worried about getting the best jobs.
担心着找到一份好的工作。
Worried about pleasing their parents.
忧郁着是否能让他们的父母而满意。
Teenagers today,are worried about things that are going to happen 10 years from now.
今天的青少年们担心十年之后他们的生命会发生什么。
And parents, are you not worried about your careers?
父母们，你们不担心你们的事业吗？
Are you worried about retirement?
担心你的退休金吗？
About paying bills?
付各种的账单吗？
About our marriages?
担心你的婚姻？
About obtaining nicer cars and bigger homes?
买更好的汽车，更大的房子。
We've become a society consumed to the point of worry about the things of this world.
我们已经被这个世界对金钱、对物质主义，甚至对我们最基本的担忧所消耗了。
We worry about money.
我们为金钱而担忧。
We worry about materialism.
我们为物质生活而担忧。
And yes, we even worry about our most basic essential needs.
我们甚至我们担心最主要的生活所需。
But through our worry, Jesus is revealing the true nature of your heart.
通过我们的担忧，耶稣揭示了我们内心真正的本质。
Matthew 6:21 says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
耶稣在马太福音的第六章二十一节说，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Can I ask you today, when you came to church, where is your heart right now?
我可以问一下你们，你们今天来到了教会，你的心在哪里呢？
Jesus' sermon challenges our thinking.
耶稣的讲道挑战我们的思想。
He says, why are you worried about the things of this world, even down to the most basic essentials?
你为什么要关注这个世界上的事物，甚至关注生活的基本必需品呢？
Because that's what the world does to us.
因为这就是世界所做的。
And there's an enemy behind it all, Satan.
而这一切背后的敌人就是撒旦。
Material wealth,a strong influence in our lives.
说物质财富可以对我们的生命产生重大的影响。
It's a controlling influence in our lives.
控制我们的生命。
And believers, we too can become far too consumed about our personal daily necessities.
作为我们基督徒，我们可能也会非常关心这些日常的必需品。
Concerned about these things to a point of worry and anxiety.
就关心这些事情，关心到一个地步，引起担心和焦虑的程度。
Concerned to a point where they become the priority in our life.
关注到我们生活的首要的任务就是变成了这些事情。
And we take our eyes off of God and focus on worldly desires.
我们把我们的目光从神的身上挪开，专注于这个世俗的欲望。
Jesus says in Matthew 6:32, for the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things.
耶稣在马太福音六章三十二节说，这一切都是外邦人切切寻求的，因为你们的天父知道你们需要这一切。
What does Jesus mean when he says the Gentiles seek these things?
当耶稣说外邦人寻求这个的时候，是什么意思呢？
Put in today's terms, the Gentiles are the lost, the non-believers.
用今天的话来说，外邦人就是那些失丧的、不信的人。
Jesus says, when you worry about these things, you're acting like those that do not know Christ.
当基督徒担心这些事情的时候，你就像那些不认识基督的人一样。
In verse 6:26, look at the birds, Jesus says.
在二十六节，耶稣说：“看着那些天上的飞鸟们。”
Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them.
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父赏且养活他们。
When Jesus says, "Look at the birds," what he's really saying is, consider.How God takes care of the birds of the air.
当耶稣说看这些鸟的时候，他实际是想让我们思考，看看天上的飞鸟吧。
Consider how God alone feeds them.
想一想，神独立的喂养这些也不耕也不种的飞鸟。
Will God not also provide for our needs?
难道神不会满足我们的需要吗？
In verse 30, the Bible says, But if God clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today, and tomorrow thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you?
马太福音六章三十节，你们这小信的人哪，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。神还给他们这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Jesus is comparing the worthlessness of grass compared to the great value of you as a child of God.
耶稣在比较毫无价值的草和我们作为神子民宝贵的价值。
Jesus asks, Are you not worth much more than they?
耶稣问，难道你不比这些草和飞鸟更有价值吗？
The answer is an emphatic yes.
答案是，是的，肯定的。
You are worth so much more to God than even you realize.
对于神来说，你的价值原本你想象的还要多。
And to Jesus, you are worth dying for.
对耶稣来说，你的价值值得他为你而死。
Steve Gaines is the pastor of Bellevue Baptist Church here in Memphis. And Steve Gaines said this, You do not have to be important to the world to be important to God.
So 在我们孟菲斯的 Bellevue 教堂，他的牧师叫史蒂夫·盖恩斯，他说，你不必对世界重要，才能对神重要。
Don't you just love how important you are to God?
你难道心里不欢喜吗？对你来说，对神来说，你是这样的重要。
Followers, you are important to God.
信徒们，你们对神非常的重要。
But yet so many will reject God in their lives.
但许多人在他的生命当中拒绝了神。
They reject God in their homes.
在他们家庭中拒绝了神。
They reject God in their schools.
在他们的学校中拒绝神。
And they reject God in their hearts.
在他们的心里拒绝神。
In favor of anything that the world will offer them.
而偏爱那些没有永恒价值的世俗的事情。
Things that have no eternal value.
那些事情没有永远的价值。
Their priorities are skewed.
他们的优先次序是倾斜的。
And their eyes rarely lift above the clouds to the things of heaven.
他们的眼睛很少抬高到可以看到天堂希望的高度。
They are world-centered.
他们是以这个世界为中心。
And they are filled with anxiety.
他们充满了焦虑。
So I want to ask you a question today. Are you world-centered today?
我今天要问你们每一个人一个问题。你们是以这个世界为中心吗？
What is the treasure of your heart this morning?
在这个早晨，你心中的财宝是什么呢？
What matters most to you?
什么事情对你来说是最重要的？
So point one, we focus, it's the wrong priorities that cause worry.
第一点呢，关注错误的优先事项会引起担忧。
Point two is the reason for worry.
第二点呢，是担忧的原因。
Let's look at verse 30 again. Jesus says, you of little faith. Matthew 6:30, the Bible says, the reason for our worry is that we have little faith.
在马太福音六章三十节说，你们这小信的人哪，我们担忧的根源就是因为我们是小信的人哪。
Jesus goes right to the root cause of our worry, and it's our faith.
基督直击了我们担忧的主要的根源，就是我们的小信。
The main reason we're so preoccupied with our possessions and acquiring more and more of them is that we worry about our futures and we have no trust in God to take care of us.
所以我们如此的专注于我们所有的财产，并且想要获得更多的财产，主要的原因是我们担心未来，并且不相信神会照顾我们。
And are we not so worried about our own lives?
难道我们不担心我们自己在我们之内的生命吗？
Do we not worry about our finances and the comforts in life?
难道我们不担心我们的财务状况和我们生活的舒适度吗？
Have you trusted Jesus with your soul?
你有没有用你全部的心灵来信靠神呢？
Should you not also trust him with the essentials of life too?
你难道不应该在你的最基本的生活当中相信主耶稣吗？
Yet when things go bad, we act like the disciples in the boat when Jesus in the storm was there and Jesus, the disciples yelled out, "Save us, Lord, we're perishing." Do we not act like that?
当事情变坏的时候，我们就像在暴风雨中，如与耶稣同船的门徒时说，主啊，救我们，我们正在灭亡。
And Jesus' response to the men in the boat, "Why are you afraid, men of little faith?"
耶稣对船上的人说，小信的人呢，你们为什么害怕呢？
You see, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
我们可以看见，没有信心就不可能讨神的喜悦。
In this scripture, Jesus is not scolding the disciples. I want to make that point clear. Jesus is not scolding his disciples.
我想在这里强调这一点，耶稣在圣经当中并没有责怪这些门徒。
Jesus is lovingly putting his arm around you, and he's asking you, do you or do you not trust me?
耶稣非常有爱的把他的手放在信徒的肩膀上，跟他说，你信你的天父吗？
See, Jesus is encouraging his disciples upward to grow in their faith and in their trust in God.
So, 耶稣在鼓励他的门徒增长他们对神的信心和信任。
And Jesus is asking us today to grow in our faith and our trust in him.
耶稣也同样在今天鼓励我们每一个人，让我们增长对他的信心，对他的信任。
In verse 27, Jesus tells us that our worry is ineffective.
在第二十七节说，你们的担心是没有用的。
In verse 27, and who of you by being worried can add a single hour to his life?
二十七节，你们哪一个能用思虑使寿命多加一刻呢？
Those things you're worrying about will not change your situation.
当你担心，为你的处境担心的时候，不会解决任何的问题。
Worry won't fix your situation.
担忧不会让你解决任何的事情。
Worry and anxiety will do nothing for your life.Except lead you more and more towards sin and away from a relationship with Jesus.
So, 忧虑和焦虑对你的生活没有任何的好处，只会让你陷入最终，让你远离于神的关系。
Our world is filled with worry today, and to soften the worry, people are turning more towards drugs and alcohol and pornography.
今天这个世界充满了担忧，当你担忧的时候，很多的时候把你引到了，可能有些人会用毒品，有的人可能想要看色情的网站。
Yet the scripture shows that God cares for his creation.
在圣经当中说，神真的是非常关心他的创造物。
He cares for the birds and the flowers and the grass.
他关心他所创造的飞鸟。他所创造的花朵 甚至青草
and he cares for you today.
神他也关心你们每一位的需要。
Do you have faith that the Lord will care for every one of your needs?
你可以对神有信心，认为你的信心可以把你的忧虑全部的排除吗？
The level of your worry tells the truth.About your level of faith in God.
你担忧的程度反映出你对神的 信心和你对神的爱。
I'm going to say that again. Your level of worry tells the truth about your level of faith in God.
So, 你担心的程度体现了你对神的信心和你对神的爱的程度。
So we've looked at the cause for worry, the reason for worry, and now point three, the remedy for worry.
我们刚才讲到了担忧的根源，担忧的原因，现在我们就要讲一下消除担忧的良药。
The remedy for worry is to be kingdom-minded.
So, 消除忧愁的良药就是以神的国为念。
If our life is not meant to be preoccupied with these things of the world, with our basic needs, what should we be preoccupied with?
如果我们的生命不应该是全神贯注于担心这些基本的需求，那我们的生命应该于全神贯注于什么呢？
What should consume our minds?
我们应该如何的思考呢？
Well, many of you today are business leaders.
So, 你们当中有很多很多位可能都是公司里边的领袖。
And you lead your team towards a business vision.
你领着你的团队向你们公司的愿景远景而奋斗。
Everything your business does aligns with your business vision.
你企业你公司所做的一切呢与你公司的愿景应该保持一致。
If there's a task at work that doesn't align with your vision, you don't do it.
如果有一项的任务与你们公司的愿景是不一致的你就应该停止这项任务。
And if you're aligned with your company vision,Your company will have success.
如果你与你公司的远景保持一致的时候，你的公司可能就会取得成功。
Look in verse 33 at what Jesus's vision is for Christians.
让我们一起看一下，33节，听一听耶稣对基督徒的远景是什么。
Matthew 6:33, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.And all these things will be added to you.
马太福音六章三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Colossians 3:1, keep seeking the things above where Christ is.
哥罗西书三章一节，所以你们越真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事情，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
What matters most is total commitment to Jesus.
So, 最重要的事情要对耶稣完全的委身。
And this is the theme of the entire scripture right here.
这个就是我们今天所说的所有经文的主题。
Jesus says, I'm going to take care of every one of your needs.
耶稣说，那么我就来照顾你，你需要的一切都不用担心。
Now, maybe not everything you want, but everything you need.
不是所有你每一件你所想要的事情，而是每一件你需要的事情。
Our commitment to Jesus and His commitment to us go hand in hand.
我们对他的承诺和他对我们的承诺应该是一样的。
And we're called to seek His righteousness. How do we do that?
所以呢，我们被拣选寻求他的公义。
It's how you live your life as a believer.
你如何作为圣徒来生活呢？
It's to continuously seek a relationship with Jesus every day.
我们要不断的寻求与耶稣的关系，每一天不断的寻求。
Through prayer and Bible study.
通过祷告，研读圣经。
Becoming more and more in the image of Christ every day.
并变得越来越圣洁，越来越有基督的形象。
It's talking to Jesus.
与基督交通。
It's praying to Jesus.
向耶稣祷告。
Living for Jesus every day.
活出基督的生命每一天。
It's starting your mornings for Jesus.
每天开始你的早晨与主交通。
It's following Jesus more today than you did yesterday.
跟随耶稣 今天多于昨天。
Every day of your life.
每一天，你生命当中的每一天。
Jesus says there are rewards for those who seek the kingdom and his righteousness.
耶稣说，当你们追求神的公义的时候，你会有奖赏的。
If you're totally committed to Jesus as king, you have nothing to worry about.
如果你完全的委身于耶稣，你就没有任何事情要担心的。
I want to talk to our teenagers for a second.
我们再说一下我们的青少年。
You have more distractions at your fingertips than any other generation in the history of mankind.
So 你们触手可及的担忧可能比你们之前任何的一代人都要多。
Yet studies show that teenagers' lives are filled with more anxiety today than ever in the history of mankind.
说研究里边说，今天青少年生活当中他们的忧郁要比他们之前所有的一代的青少年都要多。
Social media and TikTok and influencers, they are grasping for your time and they are pulling away at it.
社交媒体、抖音、网红，他们正在争夺你的时间和精力。
But I'm begging you this morning to put your phones down and pick up your Bibles.
今天我要在这里恳求你们放下你们的手机，拿起你们的圣经。
There is nothing on that cell phone that will lead you to eternal life.
在你的手机上没有任何的东西可以给你永生的生命。
Only this will assure that you have a relationship with Jesus.
只有 Eric 手里拿的圣经可以确保你与主基督耶稣有真正的联系。
Your Bible is the only thing that gives you eternal life.
你的圣经是唯一的可以给你永生的生命。
I want to talk to the parents for a second, or the grandparents for a second.
我要跟在座的父母和祖父母说。
Some of you may be here today with marriage problems.
也许你们今天坐在这里，你们婚姻当中有问题。
You may be here with financial troubles.
或者你们有财务上的困难。
Can I tell you, Jesus can fix a broken home.
我要告诉你，耶稣可以修复破碎的家庭。
Jesus can take the worry away from financial troubles.
耶稣可以拿走你对财务的担忧，解决你的财务困难。
But Jesus says to you, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
但耶稣对你们说，你要来先求我的国，我的义。
And then all these things will be added to you.
然后所有你所需要的事情，你所需要的都会加添给你的。
Every need you have, Jesus already knows.
所有你需要的东西，耶稣都知道。
Do you want less depression in your life?
你想要少一点的抑郁吗？
Seek first the kingdom.
首先寻求神的国。
Do you want a healthier home life? Seek first the kingdom.
你希望更健康的家庭生活吗？寻求神的国度。
And if you're a believer today, and you have these struggles, I'm going to invite you today to lay these things at the foot of the cross, for Jesus already knows.
说如果你今天已经是信徒，你有很多的担忧，我鼓励你把这些忧虑都放在十字架之下，因为主已经知道你所有的忧郁。
And the more we make God's kingdom our priority, the less we'll be worried about these other things of this world.
当你越把神的国度放在你生命的首位，那么你就越来越不会担心生活当中这些不重要的事情。
Seek first the kingdom.
先求神的国度。
I love Psalm 105 that we read just a few minutes ago.
我非常喜爱诗篇105篇，我们刚刚读过的。
Look at the first four verses of Psalm 105. Take a minute, flip to your Bible, Psalm 105, flip there for just a moment.
打开你的圣经，翻到105，诗篇105章1到4节。
Bible said.
The Bible says, verse 3, glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad.
圣经上说, 第三节, 要以他的圣名夸耀, 寻求耶和华的人, 心中应当欢喜。
Verse 4, seek the Lord and his strength.
第四节, 要寻求耶和华与他的能力。
Seek his face.
时常寻求他的面,
continually.
继续寻求他。
That's what Jesus wants us to do.
这是耶稣想要我们做的。
Ask God into any situation you have.
求神在任何的境况当中。
Seek his strength and seek his face in your life.
求神的能力, 求信心在我们每一个人的生命当中。
And do it every single day.
这样每一天都这样做。
And for believers who seek first the kingdom, our reward is promised in heaven.
对我们信徒来说, 当我们寻求神的国, 我们的财宝就是, 我们的奖赏就在天上。
I want to shift our thinking for just a few minutes.
我要转一下话题。
These are promises that are available for believers.
这些应许是对已经重生的信徒来说的。
People who have placed their trust in Jesus through faith and repentance.
那些已经把通过信心和悔改把自己永恒的生命交在基督的手中。
Is there a time when it's okay to worry?
有这么一个时间, 你可以担心吗?
I want you to ask yourself a personal question today.
今天我想你问自己一个问题。
Does your life today reflect total commitment to the kingdom and righteousness of God?
你今天的生活是否反映出对神的国度和公义完全的委身吗?
Does your home reflect total commitment to the kingdom and righteousness of God?
你的家是否反映出对神的国度和公义的完全委身吗?
Are you even concerned about the things of God?
你关心神国度的事情吗?
Do you trust Jesus at
你,
all?
你完全相信基督吗?
I want to ask you another question.
我要问你另外一个问题。
How long have you been a believer?
你信主多久了?
If you say, I've been a believer my whole life,
如果你说我一生都是基督徒,
I'm going to ask you today to be worried.
我今天会请求你要为你自己而担心。
I'm going to ask you to be worried for your soul.
我要让你为自己的心灵而忧虑。
The Holy Spirit will convict you of a time when you were not a believer and now when you are a believer.
走在你心里的灵, 会告诉你生命当中一个明确的时刻, 你曾经是一个非基督, 现在你是一个基督徒那个时刻。
Of a time when you received a new heart with new purposes for Jesus.
在那个时间, 当你收到一颗新星, 成为神的子民的时候,
Do you recognize a clear point in life where you were once lost, but now you are saved?
你可以清楚地认识到你曾经迷失了, 但是你现在得救了。
If you've never experienced that, I'm going to ask you for just a moment to be worried for the condition of your soul.
如果你从来没有经历过那个圣灵拣选的时刻, 你要为自己的心灵所担忧。
See, your future is in God's hands.
你的未来是在神的手中。
And there's only one thing you can do to prepare for your future.
只有一件事你可以为自己做。
And that's to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior by faith.
那就是接受主基督耶稣,通过信心。
See, you can save up money and it can be stolen.
你可能可以存很多的钱,但可能被偷走。
You can have a beautiful home and it can be robbed.
你可能有一个非常美丽的家，但有一天被抢劫。
You can have the best college degree and be fired from your job.
你可能拥有最好的大学的学历，但是你还是被解雇了。
But if you seek first the kingdom, God takes care of all the details.
但如果你先求神的国、神的义，神会照顾所有的细节。
All the details on earth and all the details of heaven.
所有的你在地上所需要的所有的细节，以及你在天上所有需要的事情。
Are you here today asking Jesus to solve your problems on earth?
今天你在这里请求耶稣帮你解决你在这世上所有的问题吗？
But are you not concerned about the real problem of sin in your heart?
但是呢，你却不关心你自己生命当中真正的问题，就是你的罪。
Evaluate your soul for a moment.
给自己一点时间，评估一下自己的心灵。
If you have no concern about your relationship with Jesus, I'm going to ask you to be worried for just a minute.
如果你根本就不关心自己与耶稣的关系，那你就要真的为自己担忧了。
See, but if you come back to Jesus, Jesus will forgive you.
如果你回转，转向耶稣，耶稣会赦免你。
Jesus can give you a brand new life and a brand new heart in him.
耶稣会给你一个新星，新的生命，跟他有一个美好的关系。
And you can receive Jesus as Lord and Savior today.
今天你就可以得到耶稣成为你的救主。
You can pray to receive Christ as Lord and Savior.
你可以在心中祷告，向主祷告，成为你的救主。
In your heart, you can shout out to the Lord, I need you, Jesus, I need you.
你可以在自己的心里向主来高呼，主啊，我需要你，耶稣，我需要你。
And I promise you, if you do that,Jesus will forgive you and he will love you even more today than yesterday.
我向你保证，如果你做了那个，主马上就会饶恕你，甚至他爱你会比昨天更多，他会更加的爱你。
There's nothing that will ever separate you from the love of God.
没有任何的事情可以把你与神的爱所分离。
But you must accept the invitation for Jesus today.
但是你必须要接受主基督耶稣对你的邀请。
You must believe that you are in fact a sinner.
你必须要承认你是一个罪人。
You must believe that Jesus Christ is the only Savior.
你必须相信基督耶稣是唯一的救主。
You must believe he lived a perfect life and died on the cross.
你要相信耶稣过了完美的一生，并死在了十字架上。
And you must believe that he paid for every sin you've ever committed.
你必须相信他已经为你所犯的每一个罪都付出了代价。
But you must first believe in him.
但是首先你必须要相信他。
The bad news is that we're all sinners and we live in a broken world filled with guilt and worry and shame.
坏消息是我们都是罪人，我们今天生活在一个罪恶的、忧郁的、羞耻的、破碎的世界。
The good news is that Jesus made the way for you to be saved from the sin and shame and worry of your life.
好消息是主基督耶稣今天已经给你开了一条道路，把你从这个罪恶、忧虑、羞耻的世界当中解救出来。
But you must accept the invitation from Jesus.
但是你必须接受来自耶稣的邀请。
Are you suffering from depression and anxiety today?
你今天是不是有忧郁和焦虑症呢？
Come to Jesus today.
来相信主基督耶稣吧。
Is your life far off from God?
是不是你的生命离神很远呢？
Come to Jesus today and he'll forgive you.
今天就来信靠主耶稣，他会赦免你。
Confess that you were once focused on worldly things, but now you want to focus on Christ.
你可以向主承认，以前你把自己的目光注目在世界的事情，但是今天你要建立与主的关系。
And I promise you,He will receive you with open arms.
我承诺你，耶稣会打开双臂来欢迎你。
One of my favorite verses is Psalm 55:22.
我最喜爱的是诗篇五十五篇第二十二节。
Cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken.
你要把你的重担卸给耶和华，他必抚养你，他必不叫一人动摇。
When Jesus died on the cross, Jesus was saying, "Trust me with your soul."
当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，耶稣说：“用你的全部的心灵来相信我。”
And trusting Jesus with your soul.Is the first step towards seeking first the kingdom.
用你的心灵来相信耶稣是寻求天国的第一步。
Take your eyes off of the world. Have faith in Jesus alone.
把你的眼睛从世上的所需的挪开，把你的目光注视在主耶稣。
Seek first the kingdom.
寻求神的国。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, teach us to seek first your kingdom in our hearts.
教导我们，首先让我们在心里寻求你的国度。
Help us from being distracted by all the things of this world.
帮助我们远离这个世界上一切的事情。
Teach us, Lord, that complete loyalty and devotion to your kingdom is what you seek for our hearts and our lives.
教导我们对你的王国的完全的忠诚和奉献，是你对我们心灵和生活所寻求的。
Lord, help us to believe in you as Lord and Savior.
帮助我们相信你是我们唯一的救主。
And help us to follow you as Lord and Savior.
帮助我们跟随你。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
奉主基督耶稣的名，阿门。